Well, finally, we've heard a lot about Herman Cain, and now we're getting to learn a little bit about Mrs. Herman Cain. Gloria Cain made her national television debut last night. She was interviewed with Scott with Fox News, and she defended her husband over the allegations that he sexually harassed a number of women.
To hear such graphic allegations and know that that would have been something that was totally disrespectful of her as a woman, and I know that's not the person he is. He totally respects women.
Joining us now, Maggie Haberman, senior political writer for Politico. And Maggie, you're one of the reporters who actually broke the story about allegations of inappropriate behavior and settlements paid by the National Restaurant Association. So I'm wondering what your reaction is, first of all, before we talk about Gloria Cain, what's your reaction to how the story has ended up developing?
Well, I think that it has it continued on in part because other women came forward, in part because I think people had some questions. But I think also the fact that the Cain campaign had a somewhat disjointed response to it. I think that Mr. Cain has now acknowledged that. He gave different answers that conflicted in the beginning. He said he couldn't recall anything, and then there was sort of a slow drip where he said he did remember stuff. I think that it has also been interesting. He has, on the one hand, and you have seen some polls that show that his approval ratings have gone down and his likability has gone down. But on the other hand, he's also had a real surge in support from some of his backers, and his campaign says that they raised $9 million. I assume the number is higher than that now since October 1st. That's real money that if his campaign was looking to build a real infrastructure, would be able to do that. So it's been very interesting to watch.
We're speaking with Maggie Haberman, a senior political writer for Politico. So, Maggie, how are we to interpret this appearance by Gloria Cain, Mrs. Herman Cain, on Fox News in this interview? Is this a further attempt by his campaign to put a lid on what seems to be a growing scandal?
I think that's right, except I think that, you typically, I've said this in other interviews too, typically when you see a spouse do a sticking by my spouse interview of this kind, you see it pretty much right away when there's any kind of an emerging scandal or headline, questioning anything related to sex or sexual harassment or what have you. And this is now coming 3 weeks, basically, after the original report. She was supposed to do it within the first week. Then she didn't end up doing it. Gloria Cain has been something of a mystery on the campaign trail over the past several months because she has not been a typical campaign spouse. She has not been out with her husband. She has not made multiple appearances. She has not known quantity. So this was really her first appearance in a television interview, which gives you sort of little room for error, especially when you're dealing with it in this context.
Well, let me ask you, let's take a listen really quickly to another statement that she made. This is Gloria Cain speaking on the show On the Record with Greta Van Susteren on Fox News.
I looked at especially this last lady and the things that she said, and I'm thinking he would have to have a split personality to do the things that she said.
So, Maggie Haberman, how did she come off? How did she do?
Actually, I thought she was very interesting to watch. She was very warm. She seemed very genuine. She didn't do the typical spouse routine of talk that we see with campaign wives of talking about her husband's platform or, why he would be the best for the country. She spoke very honestly and bluntly, but also sort of humanly, about her husband. She had a very interesting bit where she said, people talk about being happily married for 43 years. And she looks at them essentially as if they have eight heads. She said, we've loved each other for 43 years. There's times when we've been happy. There's times when we've been unhappy. She came off very much like a real person.
We're speaking with Maggie Haberman. She's a senior political writer for Politico and was actually one of the reporters who broke the original story about allegations of inappropriate behavior against Herman Cain and settlements paid by the National Restaurant Association to more than one woman who worked there. Her husband, Herman Cain, has been pretty aggressive in denying all of these allegations, saying he never did anything wrong. And he made a media appearance yesterday that's making the rounds, but it had nothing to do with these allegations. He was talking about U.S. policy in Libya. Let's take a listen here.
President Obama supported the uprising. correct? President Obama called for the removal of Gaddafi. Just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing before I say, yes, I agreed. I know I didn't agree. I do not agree with the way he handled it for the following reason. No, that's a different one. I got to go back. See, got all this stuff twirling around in my head.
This sounds strikingly familiar to Rick Perry, of course, of Texas, flubbing over, not remembering which three government agencies he would get rid of. What do you think this will do to Herman Cain's campaign? Anything?
I think this was not a good moment. I think that it took off on Twitter, it took off on the internet. You're dealing with a very important policy question, and this was more than not being able to remember what agency you would cut. He literally couldn't seem to remember what the topic was about. His campaign later said that he was tired. That's what Rick Perry's campaign had said too, or people supporting him had said. So I think that this is not helpful at a moment when Mr. Cain is trying to regain his footing. And essentially get back to where he had been.
Well, the last question for you, Maggie, can he regain his footing? Do you see between this particular flub that, like you said, went pretty viral pretty quickly and the continuing allegations of sexual misconduct or sexual allegations of harassment, can he...
It depends on what else comes out. I mean, I think he certainly can,
really?
Because this is such a fluid year. You really can't quite count anyone out. I think that he, again, like I said, he's had a lot of supporters who have come back to him or stayed with him, and there is nothing in American politics that makes you seem more valid than surviving a scandal.
Maggie Haberman is senior political writer for Politico. As always, Maggie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we are, of course, continuing to bring you details about what's going on in Zuccotti Park in New York and other Occupy Wall Street protests, and we're looking for your reaction.
This is Robert from Rhode Island. I support the removal of the sit-in in New York. These people are, for the most part, not representing what, in fact, the movement began to be.
So give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Tell us if you agree with Robert in Rhode Island or more with this listener.
That it's an obvious affront to our rights as citizens of the United States. Makes me very sad.
You can also post your comments at thetakeaway.org. Check out the Takeaway blog if you want to get a glimpse at what we're working on and add your two cents as well. You can find posts at thetakeaway.org. Click on blog. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry's out today. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.